We are back with Worship Factory. This is John on the Exposed segment. Mariana's not here, so Dad. Well, you have a dad stepping in, which, in case you guys don't know, Kempton is my father. He doesn't claim it, but I'm pretty sure he is.
I say that.
I want to see the test results.
So I'd be like Mariana.
No, you guys look too much alike to not be.
Hey, don't you insult me like that. How dare you insult me?
You look like 10-10.
That's right.
You look like 10-10. Are you 10-10?
You guys are having an awesome Saturday night. Go Tim Tebow, who is currently playing right now. Let's go, Timmy. Big John 316. Another 316 yards, we're hoping. I don't know. I'm just throwing that shout out. We are in studio with Mr. Vince Allen.
Hello.
Yeah.
I'm sure you guys have all listened to the other parts of the Worship Factory. He's like the jack of all trades, this guy.
I know, right? What's your favorite? Of all the stuff that you do, do you have a favorite?
Absolutely.
Like, would you prefer to act, or would you prefer to model or animate?
Absolutely would be producing. Producing. Yeah, I find it that when I started producing, that's where I was like, oh, okay, now I get it, God. This is what I meant to do.
Right, it like feeds you,
know,
right?
Yeah. I love acting and the modeling, that's cool, but, you know, it's not my strongest suit.
Yeah.
You know, I like to boss people around.
No, yeah, usually you know your gift when you walk away like excited or fed.
Yeah,
you know?
Oh,
you're like,
gosh.
Oh, I could do this forever.
Yeah, yeah. And when you, you know, producing is such a thing that it's you're able to influence a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, and it also you have a lot of responsibility and accountability, whereas modeling acting, you're more as a pawn.
Yeah.
Just being real. And, you know, and you have less say. You know, so.
It sounds like you don't have, like, do you have, like, a 9-to-5 job, or is it kind of weird, like, throughout the week?
I don't have a 9-to-5 job. I've been blessed to be working as a full-time producer and actor model, you know.
Yeah.
So those three incomes, you know, bring it in. And I, you know, I've done other things, too. I've done PR. I mean, if you, just a suggestion for anyone who is thinking about in the industry or who is currently in the industry, if you do one thing or if you're just actor, you know, try modeling, try everything.
I totally agree.
Baking cookies.
Running a camera.
You know? Absolutely.
Learning
everything.
Audio.
Yeah.
I mean, because you know, one of the things that
Rod
said in the beginning is like, we want to help you find your place.
Exactly.
That is so good. That's what I love about you guys, because when you get out here in L.A., it can be so overwhelming, but I truly believe in entertainment, especially, I'm going to speak this, you know, I say this very respectfully to all the actors and stuff, that I got to be an actor, I want to be a star, is that God has a special place for you that's probably not where you think it's at. And as long as you continue to pave that way that you think and struggle and strain and frustrated and no peace, you're going to continue that until you start walking God. And whatever God has for you in this industry, there's a slot for you. I guarantee you. You're going to be so happy, so fulfilled. It's going to be fruitful, meaning you're going to get money. You're going to get more relationships. It's just going to be an overall better situation. So move in that direction and trust God with it. It's probably going to look completely like you're not expected.
It doesn't mean you can't be doing the other things as
exactly.
well. It's like you can still have fun, whether you're a musician or whatever. You can play at nights, or you can do something else, or maybe you end up playing on your own movie that you just produced.
Can I just say, I believe that's kind of the norm. If you're in the industry, you kind of have to spread your
hats.
Like, you do. Like, as a singer, I don't just do studio work. Like, I'll sing at a funeral, or I'll sing at a wedding, or I'll do, you know, I do other things. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't just do studio work, you know, like you have to mix it up and keep that, you know, like you were saying, just listen for God's leading, listen, obey, and he's going to open those doors for you.
Absolutely.
Well, I think that's huge for the college age groups anyways, because they're so, I'm going to do this, I'm going to be this, I'm going to school to be a singer,
kind of
and I'm going to become a singer.
Fed that. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do when you grow up?
Exactly.
Now's your chance to make the decisions. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You know, that's what they're faced with. What does God want you to do?
You know what's so funny is I think we're also looking for the easy way out. I think you want to be, everybody wants to be a star. You know, everybody thinks I'm going to be the star or whatever, but they're not willing to pay the price.
Yeah.
You know, I can remember scraping my knuckles down on every film set and every film studio and everything else as far as that goes, whether it was a grip or a gaffer or a stunt person, whatever. Throw me in the movie, an extra. And people used to say all the time, well, I'm just an extra. Don't ever look at yourself as just an extra.
Yeah.
Without being an extra, there is no movie.
Yeah.
You know, people that are walking talking background and doing stuff like that, as far as, and then up to producing and writing and things that, you know, God has blessed me with in my career. The thing is that just go do it.
Don't look at yourself.
Just do it.
In humility. Absolutely. It doesn't matter if you're a, you know, background person or if you're the lead. Always walk in humility.
Yeah, and expect for greater things to happen. I mean, like when you go on set, it's an extra. Expect for you to like build some relationships and bond. Look for opportunities to just talk to people and not be a quote unquote weird Christian. Just be normal, you know, and just, you know, obviously conduct yourself as God wants you to, but you know, don't it's so much fun when you in those kind of settings, that and there's so many opportunities to build relationships where ministry can just flourish and thrive without having to be, you know, weird.
Yeah, I was at a church service one time and the pastor did a poll. He's like, okay, raise your hand if you walked in through these doors because someone, you know, threw a little gospel message salvation thing at you. And there might have been maybe one, you know, like person who thought, oh, I'll try out this God thing. Nobody, you know, just out of the blue decided to go to church. He says, if you came into this church because either a friend or somebody you had a relationship with brought you, raise your hand. And almost the whole church went up. You know, that's where it's about, is the relationship and going, I have this great, amazing thing, and I want to share this with you. It's through that relationship that, you know, lives are changed.
And loving people. I mean, it sounds so simple, but it's just like, half the time, well, not half the time, I'll say this. In a lot of the instances in the Bible that we see where Jesus was preaching, he fed the people and then he preached.
Yeah.
Meet their needs first. And listen, if you
have a
talent, let's just say you're a hairdresser or something, and you're a hairdresser slash actress, or I know a lot of people who work in catering who are amazing cooks and stuff who also are actresses and stuff. Bake someone some cookies.
Yep.
Give that producer. Find ways just to bless those people.
Come on now.
Bake some cookies.
Speaking my language.
Bake some
cookies. You know, and I think that goes back to what we were saying about, you know, just find creative ways to bless people and open those doors. Because oftentimes when you love on people in ways like, that they're not expecting, and you really don't want anything back, but even if your secret intention is like, I'm going to bring them to the Lord, God sees that and he knows that. And not, I'm going to get them cookies to get the next job.
Right.
You know, rather than, you know, so I that's something I'm constantly checking, is heart motives.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm not trying to have all mine burn up.
You know, you are listening to Worship Factory and KKLA 99.5. This is the Exposed segment, which is more targeted towards the college age group of mentoring and uplifting the next generation of creatives that's going to be coming and taking over, because we're just going to be kicking you guys out. Be kicking the older guys out and taking over. Man.
So what is your advice for the college career age person wanting to delve into this industry?
Okay, so if you just graduated, jump in. If you are in school, and I definitely wouldn't say to drop out of school, you know, at all, but, you know, do whatever you can to finish your education, but while you're in school, jump in.
Yeah.
I mean, we have kind of have... It's kind of a little joke when, like, someone, especially like, I went to college for broadcast communications in Utah or in, you know, Oklahoma.
Right,
and you're like, good for you. Now come here and do something.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so by all means, if you're in some kind of the arts or entertainment in college and you're studying, study. But do something, work simultaneously.
Use your information.
With that, you know. So then that way, I mean, because then it's like you're getting the education and you're getting the application. Education, application, education,
nice.
You know. And just really dive important. In. You have to dive in. Do anything.
Yeah.
You know?
And you know what? I also, somebody told me, and I grabbed onto it. They said, let people know what your vision is. Like, if you want to be a certain actor, if you want to be like an animated voice person, or like tell people, say, this is my dream. And the more people who know about it, they like jumping on bandwagons.
Yes.
They like seeing visions fulfilled.
Yes.
So the more people you can tell, I really want to be a lead guitarist for whatever, you know, so just tell people. And like you're saying, get out there, do it.
And write it down.
Ooh,
post it on your Facebook. Put it on your Twitter, your Bebo, your whatever account, you know.
Yeah.
Write down the vision. When people see the vision, they're either going to do one or two things. They're going to move towards it or not going to do anything. But guess what? Somebody is going to move towards that vision. Somebody's going to see it and be like, oh my gosh, I have something that I can offer this, or I want to do this. And you never know what can happen.
And don't think just by going out and being a extra, going back to the extra as well, or being just doing the work. You know, I can remember when I first got my SAG card, as far as years and years and years ago, Nothing in Common was the movie with Jackie Gleason and Tom Hanks. And I remember I was just an extra in the movie, going to be an extra. And Gary Marshall came up to me and he said, hey, can you do this? Come here. Can you do this line? And got me with Rich Kind from Second City, who was a friend. He said, do this line at the bar. We did the scene. And literally didn't think anything about it. Gary Marshall, why are you picking me, first of all, for a Tom Hanks and Jackie Gleason film? But then secondly, because I showed up He gave me the lines and let me have the role, which Taff Hart lead me, and then went ahead and put me in SAG. Yeah. And so I just say that to young people all the time. It's like, just show up.
Just show up.
Just show up.
Good.
Because you never know who's going to say, can you do this? Or you know what? You'd be perfect. Or why don't you play this part?
And just to add on to that, real quick, it will be the times when you do not want to. You didn't get no sleep. You're up till 4. You do it.
Come on, report, right? Do something.
Yeah. And it will be that moment. So the hardest time to show up is going to be the time when God wants to give you a breakthrough. Every time.
Yeah, because God just wants to prove that it was all about him.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly. So he's going to choose the most inconvenient, worst time, horrible setup. Car breaks down. Yeah. Everything's going to happen just so he can make himself known.
Right. Give him the glory, yeah.
Amen.
And no matter what, God can use you.
Yes.
God can show you that you have talents that you've never, ever experienced before, amen, without a doubt, and he can use you. And we'll put you there.
Well, I just love at the end of movies how long credits are. Like, people are they don't realize. Watch credits. You want to see how many people are involved in making those? Anything.
It takes
movies.
A lot of people.
Yeah, absolutely. It goes forever. Yeah. I mean, it's their long lists.
It's crazy.
And one more short thing I want to add is that, and for those of you who are out of college or you have ideas or you shot stuff, continue to produce your own projects.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need the studios. You don't need anybody else to give you permission.
Nice.
All you need is God to tell you to something and you move in that direction. Don't worry about it.
And find you somebody that also can fill the void where you can't. You think you're not a writer or whatever, find a friend or find somebody that you can tag along with that can write with you and show you how to do it. It's the most amazing thing in the world, really is. It'll help you a lot.
Mariana, we miss you. I just want to give a shout out to Mariana. But thank you guys for listening this week. Now you can go back to watching the Tim Tebow game, hopefully.
Go Tim.
Go Tim. And this is Worship Factor on KKLA 99.5. We'll see you next week.
We love you.
Ciao.